Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Jamie in Bridgeport.
Well, I could talk about constantly needing to plunge the toilet for some reason.
To what?
Plunge the toilet for some reason.
So they eat over the toilet.
No, they had
poop gets stuck. Plunge. They plunge.
Oh, those kind of crumbs in the toilet.
Wait.
I thought food crumbs
said
in the toilet.
Plunge, not crumbs.
What?
Right?
Plunge.
Yeah.
Plunge.
Plunge. P-L-U-N-G-E. Not crumbs in the
toilet. We can picture someone eating over the toilet, like they're having a sandwich as they're peeing. I find chicken bones in the men's room, okay? So someone
15
over.
Years ago. It happened once. And let it go.
But still, that's gross.
All right.
Yeah. Go back to your way.
You spelled it and he still didn't get it. that was a good job.
Right about now is when I start to hate her. See, the honeymoon's over. Now I'm like, all right. It's just another skirt in that seat.
He look on his face.
He's going to have an angry song about everybody soon.
Now I'm going to have an album, man. Except for Jamie. Jamie's cool so far unless he pisses me off. All right, wasn't that goddamn funny? Black people. See, Jamie, I thought you said crumbs. But
yeah, no, we got it.
Like someone's eating over the toilet.
He never said crumbs.
You know what I do love, though, AJ, is how ready he was to be on board with this.
Yeah,
crumbs in the toilet. What's wrong with these people?
You flush it.
We're talking about gross things people do, so I picture someone having a sandwich while they're taking a pee.
Oh, I dropped my meatball on the floor.
You know what? I'm going to go home now.
Oh, God.
So, boy, nothing you say now is going to be better than what just happened. Okay, thanks for calling. And then the chick from Bethany wouldn't even give her name.
No.
And then Jennifer, of course, very proud to embarrass me on the
very air. Descriptive too.
1-877-764-2535. Ashley, we don't know a lot about you.
Yeah,
so I got a story.
All right, so this is on Eric?
It's totally on Eric.
All right,
okay.
So we were laying in bed and we were kind of watching TV. Kind of looked at me a little funny. And he goes, hey, Ash, you know what a Dutch oven is? And before I could answer, I started to say no. I got the n out for no. He let out the biggest fart and then put the covers over my head and stuck me under the covers with the fart.
Oh, yeah. That's a... So you do it to one night stand, make sure they go home. We're done now. Yeah.
How early into the relationship was this?
God, that was like probably a year ago. We've been dating for 2 years, so I'll get a year in. Yeah.
Okay.
She's just getting over it now. She blows her nose every morning when she comes in.
I had to make sure that was not a habit.
Get this out of me.
Oh, jeez. And does he still do it, or that was a one-time thing?
No. I had to make sure that was a one-time thing.
Oh, she learned to adjust and like it.
Okay, funny. Don't ever do it again.
Yeah.
Right.
You might wake up with a fork in your leg.
Right, unless it's really cold outside, in which case it's like, I need the 90.6 degrees, yes.
All right, AJ?
Mine has a... We have two bathrooms, and the downstairs toilet, you have to hold onto the handle to make sure its payload completely goes away. And sometimes she doesn't hold the handle long enough, and I'll go to use the bathroom. I'm like, oh, hey!
Okay.
Yay! All right.
I saw that last night, but in a different form.
Yeah, it's a bobber. Great.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get over that. No matter, you're like, oh, yeah.
Were there crumbs in the toilet?
No, it was not a crumb. This was the full meal. This was the crepe Suzanne.
Yeah, I've walked into the bathroom in the master after my nap some afternoons. Not many, but enough to have scarred me. And, you're walking up towards it, and you see the water is a different color, a little bit of a tinge. You're like, oh, she tinkled and forgot to, and then you see what's at the bottom. Oh. It's like, oh.
All right. I found the Titanic.
I took a picture once and sent it to her.
Oh! Oh, that's effective.
That was the very last time she did that.
Oh, yeah.
So it worked.
It's on Facebook, hon.
Yeah. Kevin from Massachusetts.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, wait, this is on the dog, not her, though, right?
Kind of both, really. What she does, she takes the feminine product out of herself, I guess, wraps it in a tissue. She puts it in the bathroom trash can.
Right.
And right. That would normally not be a problem, but the dog has been known to get into the bathroom trash can.
Oh,
and
no.
Thrown all over the room.
That happened to me once.
I had to clean that up on several occasions.
Oh, okay, then.
So it's like, what are you doing my toy?
Oh, man, that'd be tough if you have a white carpet.
Yeah.
Let go of that.
You need one of those garbage cans that they can't get into.
Dogs playing tug of war.
You know, with a
One with a hinged lid now that the dog can't open.
Oh, perfect.
Well, a dog swallows and can't breathe all of a sudden.
I got to tell you, it's nasty.
Yeah. All right, perfect. You're in the running. Thank you, Kev. Oh, wait, you're in Massachusetts. I don't think you can win. Mm. Do you live in Connecticut?
No, I cannot.
Oh. Okay. All right, but thank you for the story. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you much. You guys have a great Memorial Day.
Thank you. You too.
He can move here if his wife throws him out.
Hmm.
You did what on the radio show?
Now that I'm getting the call, I'm like, maybe it was better we didn't.
Hmm. My breakfast is now available. Anybody want it?
Oh, Mike in Cheshire has a good one. All right, Mike, what do you got?
Well, my other, she likes to let the dog lick her toes, in between her toes and all over her toes.
Interesting.
Hmm. Does she have nice toes? Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. No.
I was trying to gauge Ashley's response to this one. I'm she had just a little smile, and I feel like she does the same thing.
I kiss my dog on the lips. Is that weird?
Yeah. French kiss her.
No. Just a little...
Little peck on the fuzzy lips.
Yeah.
Oh, mommy's good girl. Oh, mommy's good boy.
They're like cute and little tiny, like they're like rubbery little dog lips.
They're rubbery little dog lips.
Right. You shouldn't know the texture.
You know, Ashley, you can't win the tickets, right?
Okay. So if Eric was calling, I'd probably do that one.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So this has been going on for a while, Mike. Like the dog just licks her. She's like here. Does she stick her feet in the dog's face,
or the dog
or does the dog seek out the feet?
She's laying on the couch. And she's got the footrest up. And she's got her, flip flops off, and she opens her, spreads her toes open, and he just goes to town.
Ah, she spreads her toes open like here they are,
like a toe buffet. Yeah,
it's like when a woman goes into the gynecologist and gets into that table,
right?
Like. Pew, here exactly. You go. Complete access.
Little toe stirrups.
Like she just does her feet like, here you go.
Yep. Breakfast is served.
Ah. Okay, man.
Toe buffet. Gotcha.
And how long will the dog stay there licking them?
As long as she lets them.
Wow.
Wow. And then when she's good, she's like, okay, done.
Then the dog licks his butt to kill the taste.
Yeah, pretty much, and then she'll switch feet,
Right.
Now this one. Here you go.
Now this one.
Oh, it's almost like she's going into for a pedi.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Little cleanse.
All right, there you go. All right, that one's good. All right, here, take the air. Okay, and now we're done.
Yeah, the cat will take the nail polish off.
Right.
Rougher tongue.
She calls it a puppeteer.
A puppeteer.
That's awesome.
A puppeteer. That's awesome.
All right, you're in the running. Thank you.
All right, see ya.
All right. Holy crap.
He's so dead when he gets home.
Wow.
You can tell in his voice, like, yeah, okay.
AJ, that sounds like something you would do with your dog.
No. No. Nope. No. A chick, yeah. Dog, no.
You would let a girl lick your toes.
Of course.
Okay.
What? You asked.
No one get any ideas.
Well, I don't know you well enough yet, so thank you. Appreciate that. I keep mine clean, so we're good.
Okay. Would you do the same?
Yeah. I've done it before, yeah.
Huh.
Is it like a lick or like licking? like a
why do you want to know?
Because we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you know, it depends how drunk I am.
All right, so you would just go and, like, kiss and suck the toes and lick in between.
If they were nice, yeah. But if they were gross, I'd be like, put those things away.
I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you start, though? Like, where's...
Where'd you start?
Yeah, is there, like, a favorite toe out of the five?
Do you start kissing her lips and then work your way down? Do you start with a foot massage?
It's random. It depends upon what the situation is, you know.
Depends upon the situation.
Right, the cops are coming or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, all right.
Do you go, like, to the bottom of the foot?
Do we have more freaking phone calls there, Phil?
We do.
Read the book.
I'm more interested in this.
Got to recognize when you got a live
It's random. It's whatever the mood.
How long do you stay down there?
Not long. Not long.
Does it start with a foot massage?
Usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's like the cleanup after the massage.
Yeah, it depends on how much you get into it. Again, alcohol plays a major factor.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, if you're really hammered, you might be there for a while and fell asleep. Yeah. You know, it happens.
Is it like when you say not long?
You really want to know way too much about this, Phil.
Longer or shorter than it takes to make, like, toast?
I don't know. I don't make toast.
The next time you do this,
right?
Put some toast in.
I'll time it. Okay.
And then see if the toast pops up before you pop up.
Who pops up first? Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that. Good analogy, Chess. Thank you. So, phone calls.
If you had to, like, microwave
enough,
a hot
Phil!
Pocket, would it be longer or shorter than that?
I was listening.
Like, how many Mississippis?
Now I'm getting text questions now.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay, Jerry the Painter.
Yes.
Have AJ put doggy ears on and have him lick Ashley's toes.
I don't think Ashley would want me to do that. Plus, Eric would definitely want me to do it.
No.
UFC.
Yeah,
I think none of us want that to happen.
No. I'd be awkward here. You know.
So after you're done licking and sucking toes and licking the foot, do you go up and kiss her on the mouth?
You take a sip of your drink first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. You have a method.
Yeah,
then,
you got to cleanse the palate between things. Yeah.
All right, so you take the drink in your mouth and then swish it around?
Yeah, exactly, right.
You swallow it or you spit it out?
You spit it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, discreetly.
I feel like no, because you're not near a sink.
No, if you're outside, maybe, or you're in a parking lot.
Outside. When if you're in a parking
lot. I'm kidding.
In a parking lot.
At a baseball game. You know.
I mean, sometimes the way to DMV is so freaking long.
I get a bag of peanuts, I get a lemonade, and I got my toes over
exactly
here.
Exactly right. Yeah. I got your snacks. Right. That's it. Yeah. All right. So next question.
I have a feeling that you could put your own foot in your mouth, and you have before.
I have not done that. No. Like maybe when I was a baby, maybe. But no, I don't have the dexterity to do that. I can't bend down or lift up that high. Thank you.
I do believe that, actually. I don't think there's any flexibility.
No. So,
but if you could, you'd never leave the house.
Not my own, no. Now, keep them nice, but that's my draw the line. Those are for invitation only.
Gotcha.
Yep. Mm. All right, it's not awkward at all. So, more phone calls.
I would never want my feet licked by a dog, by a person.
I was offered by some chick at a bar. I was wearing flops. It's summertime. She looks down.
Are some damn sexy puppies.
She was like, she was into it and everything else. She goes, you want to? I'm like, I never had done before. She's going to go to the bathroom and like come back and we'll go outside. And then I just chickened out and left. You go fum, 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 out the door. I chickened out. Totally chickened
out. How long ago was this?
We were still living in Long Island, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so about maybe 17 years ago.
Oh, so it was right before we left.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just, I mean, I thought about it, and she took a long time. I'm like, I should probably just go.
What stranger would walk up to someone?
A hammered chick.
And look down at someone's feet and say, did she know you were on the radio?
Yeah.
Or
no,
just a random...
She didn't know I was at all.
You're a random dude.
Yep.
You're in the bar.
Just some guy hanging
wearing
out.
Wearing your flip-flops.
Summertime.
Why are you in a bar if you're not doing a station event? Because you don't drink and drive.
Because it was walking distance.
Okay.
It was around the corner. You know the place.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, so she walks in. She sees your feet.
Well, she was there all night long, and I guess she must have noticed. And finally, she came walking up to me towards the end.
Oh, she was checking out your feet all night.
I know she was
checking. She looked across the room.
I don't know.
Those are some damn sexy toes.
It's just all of a sudden.
I want to get into those toes later.
It was a random thing out of nowhere. I'm like, what?
Makes for an interesting time when the woman has the same fetish that you do.
I guess, yes.
Couldn't believe it. It's like, what?
I was like, what? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Ooh, it's cupcakes.
All right.
Hey, well, I got done sharing. Maybe next. Who's next to share something? Go for it.
Jazz would enjoy
it.
All right, let's talk about a couple crazy medical stories.
Crazy?
Yeah. A 20-pound brain tumor.
Oh,
that's 20, crazy.
20 pounds.
Wow, your poor neck.
20 pounds.
My neck is so compressed right now. What's going on here?
Imagine taking a 20-pound weight and, like, taping it to your head.
Right.
Then 20 pounds.
And getting it out. It's like lightheaded. Oh, it feels lightheaded now. Light and airy.
Yeah.
That weighs more than your brain. How much does your brain weigh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We have to ask all these questions. Okay. Dr. Ron Clark.
Oh.
We'll get to him in a second. So this guy had this massive tumor for 20 years. It was 11 pounds.
Oh, 11 pounds. But still.
It was 20 years, 11 pounds.
Okay.
So that's like a whole cat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. A decent-sized cat.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. What's on your mind? Huh? A tumor. Look deep in thought. No, it's just a tumor.
11 pounds. All right. That's still heavy.
I named him Herman.
All right. So it took 10 hours in the operating room to remove this thing.
10 careful hours.
And he made it out all right. Apparently, he was afraid to have surgery. He has a fear of surgery.
How about a fear of living? No, or dying, actually.
No, I totally have a fear of surgery.
Really?
Yeah, fear of surgery, fear of medical procedures. Every 6 months, they beg me to get my wisdom teeth out, and I'm like, nope.
You're out cold. You have no idea it even happens. I've had many surgeries. Trust me.
It's a control thing. It's a vulnerability thing. Like the idea of going under scares me.
Here's what it is. It's here. Count from 100 backwards. Go 100, 98, 97. Oh, my God.
99 comes after 100, I think.
What just happened?
He went right to 98.
You can't count backwards from 100.
That's what I was talking about, the anesthesia. We should probably talk to a doctor.
Does AJ's brain function correctly, doctor?
He leaves out the frequency he's on. It's like...
I said 99.
What did he say?
I said 199, 98, 97.
You definitely went right to 98.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, you should have your head checked. Maybe you have an 11-pound tumor in there.
You have to get Phil checked when he flies off the roof. Do we have a doctor in the house?
I love how when you start getting pissed at Phil, he turns on his monitor so he could see what you're doing in there.
I could tell because he gets that slow blink where he's like, I can't believe this is happening. I'm going to kill him.
I'm glad you recognize the sign. Know it. Know it well.
All right. We'll get back to this in a second. First, let's bring in Dr. Ron Clark, Associate Chief Emergency Medicine, the Hospital of Central Connecticut.
He deals with trauma?
11-pound tumor. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I have. There's been big tumors that I've been aware of in the past as well, but that one sounds pretty big. 11 pounds is big. And again, it sounded like the patient didn't want to have surgery because his brother actually died in surgery in the past. And that was that and the fact that I guess he wasn't really able to afford treatment was the other reason why he let it grow so big. And you know, he had to get the surgery once he couldn't move his neck anymore. It's like having, you know, a second head for your regular head. So, I mean, it's just at a certain point, you just have to go in and you know, get the surgery done. But yeah, you know,
so did he look like a snowman, like the head, and then there was another?
And yeah.
It came
like
off,
a double cone.
Picture. It came off the back of his head. So it's like having somebody like pulling on the back of your head the whole time with another head. It was basically having a watermelon on the back of
like
your head.
Like a peanut.
What was that?
Like a peanut.
Like exactly. Yeah, I mean, the brain tumors this big are very rare. Ovarian tumors and some other pelvic tumors and things have been known to be huge. Like, you know, just, you know, even much bigger than 11 pounds. There's been tumors much bigger than that for other parts of the body. But a brain tumor of 11 pounds is very big.
Wow.
How much does a normal brain weigh?
I have no idea.
No, like a ballpark figure?
Not even probably the same, maybe 8 to 9 pounds.
Okay, so weighed more than his actual brain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so his head's
Phil, can
backwards.
You look that up?
His head's
average
totally...
weight of a human brain?
Yeah, get to use.
Yeah, look that up.
Go for it, yeah. I'm just going
to
use.
Get to use.
Get to use. Do something useful.
You mean be useful.
Do something useful.
Get to use.
Get
the
to use.
Average adult human brain weighs 3 pounds.
3 pounds.
Holy crap. God.
All right.
Damn.
It was funny with this story when I looked at the picture of it. I don't know if you guys have heard of Edward Mordrake. Have you ever heard that person's name?
No, I know his sister.
Yeah, so Edward Mordrake was one of these people who actually had two faces. So he had a male face on the front of his face.
He
was an English guy in the late 1800s.
Yes, I've seen the picture. I didn't know his name.
I know
who you're talking about.
Yeah, so
this is where Two-Face came from.
He basically could talk out of the front of his face, the male face. He had a female face on the back of his head that could also talk.
They would do a duet karaoke.
He would
don't go breaking my heart. I couldn't if I tried.
He's an interesting guy in the fact that the one face would talk to the other face back and forth. It eventually made him go insane just from the fact that
I would run in front of a train
whispering. Yeah, it would whisper
which face look?
Not nice things to him.
Are you serious? Is this true?
It's wow. True. Yeah, he's a guy from England. I think he died in 1895.
So what is this? Twins that, you know, it just...
Probably fused
when they fight,
together.
Fused together.
Yeah, when they fight.
Yeah. That'd be extremely rare to have two faces that actually both function.
They share a milkshake together. Yeah.
Who controlled exactly. The arms?
You know, good question. I think it was him on the... I think it was the male on the front that did everything. He was... evidently like a good-looking guy, and he just happened to have a face on the back of his head that would speak to him and whisper to him every time.
Growing a mullet.
We'll have a female side, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly. He had both.
Now, which part? Did you sit? Do you sit down? Do you stand up peeing? Which one?
It sounds like he was a guy with a girl's face in the back of his head.
Exactly.
So you just take some duct tape,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly,
nice.
Ball gag.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my god!
When it came looking at jewelry, it's like. Ah!
So there's never been anything like that since.
Never been anything like that since now.
Yeah, I think if you buy any Ripley's Believe It or Not book, there's a picture of this person in there.
Yep.
They call a couple.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of licking guys, I do have a licking story for you from the emergency room.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so we were talking about this about 10 minutes ago, like AJ licking feet and toes,
correct.
and one of the tribe members called in that his girl lets the dog lick between her toes.
I had a patient once in the past who I was listening to her heart, and she tried to lick me while I was examining her. Luckily, I had a nurse there that basically kind of pushed her away from me, and she said, ma'am, you can't lick the doctor. And literally, I was listening to her lungs, and I could just see her kind of coming at me. I just kind of jumped back.
Your heartbeat also...
It's the only time that's happened to me where you know, some strange thing like that. So.
Did she want to lick you on the face? Or?
She did. She tried to lick me on my cheek.
Wow.
Oh, man.
But I didn't know how to come in, so I just stepped back. And, you know, luckily, there was a nurse in there, too.
Can I remember her boss, Keith?
No, Keith likes to have his face licked.
Exactly. So this is a perfect girl for him.
This is the perfect girl.
Yes, it is.
Do we have the clip of that handy? Probably not.
I'm sure he does. Phil, this is Phil.
Yeah, it'll take me like 15 seconds.
Right. Oh, my God. Say, like, so did you look into this? Like, all right, so she's in for something else, but then does that happen and you say, we need to have you go through the psych ward before we let you go?
I don't know. She was just a kind of a strange patient at baseline. She wasn't there. She was there for a non-psychiatric complaint, and she, you know, she was there for, like, pneumonia or something, coughing. So I had to listen to her lungs, and I just happened to see her kind of coming at me a little bit, and I just kind of stepped back, and there was a nurse there. It's like, yeah, you can't lick the doctor.
Girl was just hitting on you.
You should probably sign at the emergency room saying no licking the doctor.
Wait. Actually, does that seem normal to you? Like, do you go around licking men you're hitting on?
No. But
well, you're marking territory.
Every girl's got to move, I guess.
Like when you lick a cookie so no one else eats
girl's
it?
Girl's got to move. Yeah. Oh, what's your move? Oh, the licking of the face.
They call it liquor.
I wait until they're close and I just...
she can't hold her liquor.
And then the professionals really practice and do the tongue stretches so they're like a lizard.
Right.
They could do it from like a foot away.
A tongue swirling.
Like the chameleon.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so we have the audio of Boss Keith.
I mean, I don't think this is that weird. I think it's pretty common that people like to be licked. I like to have my face licked.
See, people like to have certain areas licked. The face is, like, weird.
Yeah, I'm like, ew.
Yeah, all right, so apparently that's a thing.
I mean, I have my standards. Huh.
By the way, we've got the intern department calling out the doctor here on this guy with the two faces.
Okay.
Apparently that's like a internet urban legend kind of deal.
I don't know.
You're teaching them to be a bunch of rats, really?
I think I've seen pictures of this person on the internet, like real pictures.
I believe it's doctor.
I just looked it up. I thought I found something.
Yeah, there's a there's a picture of a wax cast of what he looked like. He actually, there was a person with two faces.
Yeah.
He ended up killing himself.
Yeah, they called Governor.
Yeah, and can we keep the interns to, like, just yelling and making cupcakes, please? Getting guests.
Yeah, all right. Not your minions.
All right, thank you. And then the only other thing we have here, which was an amazing medical story, is this guy in Italy took an arrow to the heart.
Mm.
And it wasn't one of these Cupid stories. This was a real arrow in the heart. And then he walked into the hospital with the arrow stuck in his heart. Not in his chest, in his heart.
Dr. Cupid, where are you?
And they were able to get this thing out, and he lived.
Yeah.
Have you seen this story? It's making its rounds today.
I have. I mean, that's an incredibly lucky guy. I mean, generally, for any kind of penetrating cardiac injury, it's more than a 90% fatality. He actually shot himself. He shot himself with a crossbow bolt, like a crossbow arrow.
Can you hold it backwards?
I guess they're trying to figure out exactly if it was a suicide attempt or something else.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I saw the picture. It went literally right through his left nipple and into his heart, into the left ventricle of his heart, and into his lung.
Ooh.
So that's a tough patient when they come in, because, one, he's alive, so he's sort of lucky. But if you're the emergency room doctor, you literally don't want to do anything until the cardiothoracic surgeon is there, because if you try to pull it out, he's going to die because he'll just bleed out. It's obviously kind of tamponaded and basically kind of clotted around the arrow or the crossbow bolt there. Mm. So what they did is they ended up transferring him to a specialist cardiac hospital as well, and got it taken out surgically. If the person had just crashed in the emergency room, then you have to basically crack their chest with a thoracotomy and literally put your finger in the hole to try to save their
life.
Like
the Dutch boy.
Jesus.
And that's a thing I've done a couple times in residency and training for people that are basically either arrested on the way into the hospital. And again, you literally put your finger there. You can staple the hole of the heart just with a staple gun that we have until somebody can suture it. Again, those people, most of the time, those injuries are going to be fatal. But this guy got lucky, and just the way he shot himself, it just kind of sealed up around the crossbow bolt, and it gave him just enough time to basically pull it out. It's a big process to do that, though. You're going to have to put him on bypass and cardiac surgery.
But I'm curious about something.
I don't want to be that doctor.
Yeah, I'm curious about something, though. How many points is that?
What's that?
How many points is that?
What do you mean for points?
Like chin for cork?
What's that?
Bullseye.
Oh,
I thought this joke just go right over. Yeah. I had no idea.
I'm glad it failed because I was going to make a point, and then you interrupted it. I'm like, okay, good.
Just me being me.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm not even going to try to clear the air here. I'll let that stinker sit out there.
I wasn't sure where he was going with
that. Yeah. Someone out there laughing. Got it.
Dr. Ron Clark, thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate
it. You guys have a great day.
You do.
All right,
Thank you too.
All right, I don't understand. Is she mad or not mad? Do we know? All right, we'll find out. Okay. When were we talking about this? Was it yesterday or the day before? The dog that was healthy and they put it down so it could be buried with its owner?
Oh, yeah.
You remember this story?
Yeah.
Were we talking about it yesterday?
I think so, yesterday, yeah.
She's calling now? She couldn't call yesterday?
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do I pronounce the name? Leetal and Danbury. What's up?
Okay,
what's going on?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
I think that this is absolutely absurd. First of all, to, like, put down the pet and have it buried with you, I mean, I don't understand the importance here. Like, this is a dog we're talking about. It's a pet. It's an animal. It doesn't have rights like humans do. It's useless. How is it adding anything to society? It's people have gotten so crazy with their pets and their dogs. I mean,
that's
for crying out
family.
Loud, they're going to doctors now. They're paying a doctor to write a note saying, "Oh, this is my like security dog. It helps with my anxiety." So now, what does that mean? That means this dog can now walk into a grocery store where I'm buying my food, and now there's a dog with its disgusting germs and hair and fur that's going to go into my food because you paid a doctor to say that I have anxiety and my dog helps you.
Mm.
I mean, I think it's absolutely absurd.
I don't know if you've been to Walmart lately. Have you seen the customers?
They're therapy dogs.
Hey, I go to Walmart.
Therapy.
So let's go back to they put a healthy dog down to bury it with the owner because it was in her will. You agree with that?
I mean, yeah, who cares? Like, it's a dog. We hit them with our cars and leave them on the side of the road. How many dead animals have you seen on the side of the road?
You're supposed to find the owner.
There, right. Nobody even picks them up and cleans them.
Wait a second.
All right.
Pets are your family. These are doggies.
Right. Do you walk inside by any chance?
We're going to let you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
<He's still up. laughs> Two things on Paul. Well, three. One, he's playing the Veterans Gala, and he's doing it for free.
Yes.
And we thank you for that.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
And then his show got nominated for an award, which is a huge, huge honor.
Congratulations.
But on the day that he comes in, AJ, if you go to the NewYorkPost.com, which is like an international newspaper / website.
Right.
The top story, turmoil at tonight's show after Jimmy Fallon's stunning ratings loss.
Oh.
And I always start with the second paragraph because the first paragraph just reiterates the first line.
Yeah.
Fallon's Tonight Show has been steadily falling behind newcomer Stephen Colbert's Late Show. And on Wednesday, it was revealed that Colbert has topped Fallon for a full season for the first time.
Wow.
So this is television history.
Yeah.
This has never happened before since the beginning of the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Which it was. There was Steve Allen, there's Jack Parr, there's Johnny Carson, there's Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon. Never happened for a full season. And it's happened now. And this guy's one of the writers of that show.
Of course. That's one of the reasons right there.
The yeah, no, you're not on the Fallon show. You're on the show that took down the Tonight Show.
No, on the Late Show.
You're on the winning side of it.
Yes.
I do the warm up.
Right.
Man, I should have a chip. Hold on.
You probably should, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time to have one.
Now you can have one.
Yeah.
It's called reading the room.
Right.
Yeah. You judge us up the air. I hope to God they don't make Fallon try to be something he's not.
They are already. In the article, they say there's a clash between executives. Some are saying, just keep doing this. And then some are saying, be more edgy and more political.
No. I mean, here's the thing. It's not, and I don't mean this as a slight, it's not what he does. It's not what he likes to do. And you don't need another show doing that. I'm not saying that because
you got one already.
You've got the Late Show, essentially, the monologue is that. And then you've got the Daily Show. You've got Samantha Bee. You've got John Oliver, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you don't need six shows all on the liberal side skewering the right.
And this show is the perfect show for people who don't want that.
Yeah.
Right? His show.
Listen, I need a break from it. I don't do a lot of politics in my act because I think people just need a break from it.
They're going to see you to get rid of that.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be like the only political comedy you heard was maybe on SNL and on Carson or Leno, and it's just exploded into this like subculture, this like cottage
industry. And it gets mean too.
Yeah, and so like, and Jimmy's not a mean guy, and he's super talented, and he can do characters,
his voices.
Like,
yeah,
stay the course, man.
Let him be him.
Yeah, what's that?
Let him be him.
Listen to the advice from Paul. Keep doing what you're doing. Because we're kind of liking it in our building right now.
Ships for everybody.
Yeah, what you doing?
Because we were number three.
More salsa.
Sucks. So number one is
more
really cool.
Salsa.
So keep it up, Jimmy.
Powder for everybody.
That's my advice to you as a friend because you're so talented.
Hey, take a powder.
Do more characters and like karaoke and sing-alongs. Yeah, more of that.
You'll be you.
Yeah, no, but what's interesting to me is that when you guys started, there was a lot of heat, and there was talk about maybe this wasn't the guy and the crew and this and that, and there's all that because the numbers are off. And it's funny because, anybody in this business experiences it, whether you're in television or whatever.
Yeah.
You can have a bad ratings book, and then people are like, hey, what the hell is wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
And you could have the same set of circumstances, but the ratings book comes in. It's like, you guys are gods. It's like, well, it's the same show.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Right.
And we just had, things go our way this particular
part. It's a new show. The Colbert Report was 85 staffers roughly and 85 hours of programming a year to 200 staffers and 200 hours of programming a year. So it's like, okay, you're like a mid-level accountant at a company. You get a job as a senior accountant at a company, and on the second day, they're like, "What's? Why aren't you better? What's going on?" Why, like,
Yeah, you give us time.
You literally have built the factory, the show, and then are making the product while you're building the factory.
You're figuring it out.
And figuring it out, because that ain't a show. Our show's not a show where you go, Carson used cue cards. I think Letterman did, and Leno used the teleprompter. Same thing. You write the joke out.
Yep.
Reads the joke off the card. If you don't like the joke in rehearsal, you tear that card up. You got a backup joke up, ready to go. Our show's all footage driven. They call them pull-ups, meaning when you see the words come up from the magazine on the screen. All of that stuff has to time out. And there's like several people that have to coordinate.
There's a science to it.
I remember you gave me a tour of The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And that was The Daily Show. This isn't network. And I left there like, holy crap.
It's my
like,
God.
It's like NASA.
Yeah.
There's a million screens and all of these producers or whatever they're called are going through footage from C-SPAN and this speech and that network. And they're just looking for those little clips.
We subscribe.
It's a whole room full of people.
Yeah, just a room twice the size of the studio with four, five, six people in the room and racks and racks of 30 DVRs. We were TiVoing and DVRing everything.
Do you need permission to play that stuff or no? Because it's news.
No, it's fair use. Yeah. And then we had this like system where you could we use LexisNexis. We also subscribed to Associated Press news feed.
All right, now we're getting too into the weeds. Like I'm a geek, I'm into this, but like we might lose.
But here's the thing: like you could just type a keyword in if you wanted, and you
damn,
could find
really?
Any script.
We need that here.
Nice. You could find any script. Yeah, somebody on Fox News was saying how I think Obama called somebody Hitler or whatever, and they go, like, it's so bad they used the word Hitler. And then we just typed the word Hitler in, and we pulled up all these people on Fox News saying Hitler, and we cut it together, Hitler. And John's like, gee, I wonder if I ever heard that anywhere else, Hitler, Hitler, Hitler.
Yeah.
So technology can make you
And then your writers
smart.
Are mixed. I mean, they're all writing for
the
one person,
like,
they're funneling
you want,
that.
But you want a different group. Like, I did my own sports show for a little bit out in L.A., and it was sports comedy. It was kind of like, just kind of skewering.
How'd that work out for you?
He's here, isn't he?
Thanks a lot, guys. No problem. This really helped.
That's what we're here for. Yeah. I wonder what his top five's about.
Nope, we're skipping the top five.
What?
Because this is evergreen. We can use this one next week.
Okay.
But that's an inside radio term.
That means basically I want to work use next, it next week. Week. Yeah,
right. But you said something in the 7 o'clock hour that we all glossed over. Everyone here glossed it over like it was nothing. You used to go tanning, and I'm the pussy? You used to go tanning?
It was the 80s. I was a disc jockey.
You were gold?
And I was probably like 19 years old.
Right.
And
you look good.
My dad lived on a river. So early in the season,
that part's confusing.
No,
get your coat.
Early in the season, people are still white.
Right.
And it's like you get that one hot day and everyone starts, shedding the clothes.
Right.
And it's like, ooh, pasty white, ooh.
Blinding.
Tan guy.
Right.
I'm a tan guy.
Right. You want to be TG.
You stand out like a sore thumb.
That's right.
Did you end up with those little white circles over your eyes because of the goggles?
I did reverse once raccoon. And I never did it again.
It's just something I totally can't picture when I think about you.
Oh, I can totally picture that.
Him going to a tanning salon, getting in the thing?
Oh, this guy's got carpet on his dashboard in those days. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Yeah, went through a phase.
But again, nobody says anything. All these people are just so afraid to be like, wait, time out.
Because
time
of smart. Keith,
he had a van with a mushroom window.
Okay? He did. with yes, the H-track.
Remember those?
Yes.
With a galactic skiscape.
Unicorn.
With wizards.
A conquistador.
And every color in the rainbow that's never been seen.
Exactly. Right, right. And shag carpeting.
I have that built in.
Yep.
Paul, have you been tanning?
I have not been tanning, but there was a time when I was like...
Just didn't wash.
Isn't the clip in the Veterans Gala him saying you're either tanned or a hammer?
Right, right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not a lot of good clips from him online. It's very difficult to find.
Because the mic sucks, right?
Right. The audio is all screwed up. It took hours.
I heard that. I'm like, how did they get Paul to say something in 3 seconds?
You know what this is?
Like there's nothing he says in 3 days.
It's like the end of Casino. We're all just like pounding him right now.
Thank you for doing the Veterans Gala.
Yeah, man, oh, yeah.
Can't wait. Come see Paul.
All right. Everyone's at Cove today, right?
Yes.
4 to 7?
Yes.
Are you going to do a top 5 there?
I can if you want me to.
I would love
it. I'll be in a bright orange shirt. I bet you're not going to wear yours.
I'm not going to wear mine.
It'll go great with your tan.
Paul, we made rush order special shirts for everybody working this event with the special logo for the event, all of it. And I knew it when I ordered Chaz's that I was like, he's never going to wear this and we're going to waste this $12.50. Well, summer. It's like summer.
It's right. Orange.
Okay, but we know it's summer. You don't need to hit it on the head with it.
If you have pale skin, you look like cream.
You're like, I'm paler than all of you.
You know what you are? You're Mr. Literal Mr. Negative. That's what you are.
Kate's going to be a creamsicle.
I'm going to look terrible. I'm going to look absolutely terrible. But it's
that man's dead.
But it's orange for this. No.
But we're going to look like a camp group. Right.
Yep, we're going to look.
Why don't you just have everybody dress up as
the sun? Don't lose any of the kids. They're all in orange.
Why don't you get like those big kindergarten suns and have him put his face and his hands in it?
Right. We'll sing Hawaiian Rainbow.
We're going to look like everybody else should wear their shirt, especially Phil's, I'm telling which is way
you
too big.
Know, why did you give me an extra large?
In my head, you're extra large.
Extra large?
His head is.
He's large.
He's like,
you're extra large.
He needs meatball sandwiches. He's so skinny.
He's tall. He's large. It's extra just, large.
This is just safety.
You're like Beto
O'Rourke.
Put your hands down.
All right, everyone get out.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.